All right. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate you, brother. We're going to be in Psalm 12 today. I'll read and then we'll pray together. Save, O Lord, for the godly one is gone, for the faithful have vanished from among the children of man. Everyone utters lies to his neighbor with flattering lips and double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boasts. Those who say, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are with us. Who is master over us? Because the poor are plundered, because the needy groan, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. You, O Lord, will keep them. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among the children of man. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that in a wicked world, in a world at war, a world that is filled with chaos, that we too, like David, can look around and say, there is wicked on all sides. Father, it doesn't take too far to look. Sometimes we see that in the mirror that we stare at. Father, our hearts can be wicked as well. In the midst of this chaos, in the midst of wickedness all around, we know that you are the hope. Father, that you offer hope to each and every one of us that are here this morning. As Jesse just said, no matter what we've done, no matter what we're doing, no matter what we will do, there is hope found in you. I'm so thankful for the gospel of Jesus this morning. Father, your people say that this morning. We as a family say we are thankful for you and your gospel. It is truly good news in the land of the wicked. We love you. We pray, Holy Spirit, above my voice, above any other voice that has been spoken over us, any words cursing, Father, that has been spoken over us, any words that have diminished us, any words that if the enemy is whispering right now saying that we are not worth the good news, Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit would speak louder. That is our hope. That is why we gather to celebrate the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We love you. And it is his name which we pray. Amen. Lord, we look at this psalm and we start out in verse 1. It says, for the godly one is gone, the faithful has vanished from among the children of men. Can't we relate? Man, it doesn't take much. You look around and you see, as David is writing this psalm, more than likely in the time of the reign of King Saul, and he's saying that even from the king to the rest of the country, all of the good people are gone. That's basically what he's saying. He's saying, man, we are in this world of war. We are in a world of wickedness, in a world of chaos. And everywhere I look, David says at the end of the psalm, every way I look, from the east to the west, to the north to the south, everywhere around me is just wickedness and vileness all around. But then it feels like we could echo the same thing with King David. With David, the one who would be king, we can look at this and say, man, everywhere I turn, I see something, I hear something that is just so wicked, so vile, and it just feels like if you're trying to live a life, one of following after the Lord, that we look at and we say, man, how can I make it in this world of chaos? You see, in David's time, there was this general moral decay, and not just the country, but in the king's court. And so he sees all of this around, and really it took me back to a time that Jamie and I were at home, and we were watching the news, and I don't really watch the news, and I'll tell you the reason I don't is because of this story. We sat there and we watched the news, and I think if I remember right, this has been some years back, there were 16 news stories. You know where I'm going with this, right? Seven of them began the news broadcast, and they were horrible, man. It was about someone being shot in Birmingham, a house burning down and someone being killed, a wreck on the interstate where multiple people had lost their lives. And then in the middle, they crammed two heartwarming stories, some pieces of things that were going on in Birmingham, Alabama, and then followed it up with seven more disheartening stories. Now, I want to be honest, the reason I don't watch the news, I turned it off and I said, man, I feel so depressed. All of this is happening in our city, and all of these things, man, it doesn't take much. I'll be honest, I don't know how many do Facebook kind of thing. I watched the other night, as I didn't watch the State of the Union address, but I look and I see a Facebook news feed that's so divided, and people like, this makes me sick, and these people saying it makes me so happy. This is a world at war, a world in chaos, a world that is oftentimes filled with hate. All kind of vile things that we see. So we, like David, could say, man, everywhere I looked around, and it just gets to being this weight that crushes down on us, and we say, is there any hope? David says this in Psalm 12:1, the godly one is gone, the faithful have vanished. I said it in my prayer, if we're real and if we're vulnerable this morning and honest before the King of Kings, we could say that, man, sometimes to see the wickedness, all I've got to do is stare at the reflection staring back at me. It can be in my own heart, right? I mean, even if we're redeemed, even if we know the gospel, that sometimes this wickedness can raise up and we see it in ourselves. So we don't have to look down the street. We don't have to turn on the news or read the newspaper. We see the wickedness in our own heart. So what is the answer? Is there any hope, or is our only hope to live out this life and to live in this world of chaos and just die and go to the sweet by and by, and then everything will be okay? You see, I happen to think there's hope here. I think there's hope for the here and now. It's just not the here and the hereafter. I believe there is hope for right now. And I don't believe we have to look very far to see it. In fact, I think if you would just take a gander around to your left and to your right and kind of make this circle right here, I think the hope is right here. In fact, I want to continue. Listen to what David continues to say as he talks about this wickedness. On every side, the wicked prowl. He talks about the poor plundered and all of this evil that he sees around. But he also sees hope. Listen to this. Verse 5, here's what David says. He can hear the Lord in his heart, in his spirit. You've heard it, right? You've heard the voice of God. Have you ever heard God speak to you? If you never have, and it's hard to determine the voices, a good place to start is to do this. Say, God, what do you think about me? Do you love me? I want to tell you, if you hear anything but yes, that's not the voice of God. Maybe that's voices that's been spoken over you. But if you hear an affirmation, if you hear a voice that says, yes, my son, my daughter, through Jesus, through his sacrifice, I love you and I'm proud of you. I'm pleased in you. That is the voice of the Father. Learn to hear that voice. David hears that voice. He knows it very well. And as he hears the voice of the Lord, here's what he hears the Lord says. In this time of trouble, in this time of wickedness, in this time where David says, all around me is wicked people, here's what he hears the Father say. I will now arise. Man, wouldn't it be beautiful that if we pray to a Holy Father right now, in this time of wickedness in our city, in a place like Birmingham, Alabama, that has a bad reputation, right? If we talk about Birmingham, Alabama globally, it's filled with hate and race, wars and all these things, right? But we look and see right here that God has brought a lot of people together from different walks of life as one family. Amen? What if it starts with us? What if we are the story that sparks it and says, man, there are people that come together that can get along, that love one another, that care for one another, that look after one another. Maybe this is the time that the Lord will arise in Birmingham, Alabama. Maybe it starts with us. I pray it does. I pray we can be some small spark in that. I pray that God uses that. And that is what David is hearing. He listens to the Lord and he hears the Lord say, I will now arise. So what do? There is no denying that we are born into a world at war. From the first pages of our Bible, we see it to the end, there will be wars and rumors of wars, right? We see hate, we see vileness, we see all kind of wickedness. And yet we too, like David, pray for a moment where we say, God, would you just arise? Will you hear our prayers? Will you take care of the wicked? Can I be honest with how I want the wicked taken care of? I want the wicked taken care of where they hear the word of the Lord and they bow their knee and they say, I don't want to be wicked any longer. I want to be righteous because of Jesus' righteousness. Now, how will they do that? I want to tell you some good news this morning. You know the gospel, you've heard it, but I want you to look around and see all of the beautiful people in this circle. And I tell you what my Bible says in the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, that God is having a conversation in the Trinity, right, in with himself. And he says this, I got an idea. Let us make man in our image. See, there's an hour there. He's talking to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. He says, let us make man in our image. The Word goes on to tell us in Genesis 1:27 that He made them. Male and female, He created them in His own image. You, my friend, look around. You are the image bearer of a holy God. So much so that when God created all of the beautiful things in this world, right? All of the beautiful mountains, the rivers, the streams, the ocean, the trees, the sun, the moon, all of these things, there is a record, there is an account where God says, man, that is good stuff, right? You remember that in the beginning of the Bible, He says that. These are good things. I mean, these are good things, but there's something. There's something about the moment that He brings life and breath into Adam and Eve. And He says, this is very good. I want to tell you, that is an amazing thought that God, when He got to a moment to giving life to you, where He would stand back of the Himalayan mountains and say, that's good. When He would look over the Atlantic Ocean and say, that is good. When He would look over the holy city of Jerusalem and say, that's good. But He gets to you and says, very good. The pinnacle of His creation is you. You have hope flowing through your veins. That you could go into a wicked world and say, I want to tell you, if I want to see hope arise, I go and I bear the image of my God in all the wickedness I see. I'm going to take hope. I'm going to take truth. I'm going to take love. I'm going to take mercy and grace. Friends, if I'm honest, sometimes where we see the most vileness and the wickedness and hatefulness is in the body that we call the church. And if we can't love one another well, if we can't take love to one another, how in the world can we take it to a lost world, right? We got to take hope. We got to take love. If we are to bear the image of God, then all of the things we read about God, all of His goodness and grace and mercy, then we are to be bearers of these things. The fruit of the Spirit that we hear, where there's hope, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, all of these things, and we are the image bearers of God, then man, we've got to bring hope. We've got to bring love. We've got to bring joy. Anybody know what joy is? No matter what the circumstances are, that we still have a smile on our face. Right? That's what we do. I want to tell you what the Word says about you in Psalm 139. It says that when it gets to a moment of thinking of our creation, right? When we get to a moment of thinking about our creation, where God has birthed us, God has brought us to life. You may be saying, that's all fine and good, Keith. You're standing there with a Bible in your hand, and you might be considered very good in God's eyes, but you don't know what I've done. Well, I want to tell you what Psalm says about you is that God intricately wove you together in your mother's womb with specific purpose. Man, does that not make you feel loved this morning? That God had a plan for you. Listen to me. I want everybody to look this way. Even in the back, I want you to look up here. God placed you. God made you for a place in the story that only you can fulfill. So here's our choice. We look into a world at war. We look into a world of wickedness. And we can go and bury our head in the sand and say, I don't know that I can make a difference. And maybe we even take a moment and say, I don't care, I'm going to go and get mine. I'm going to contribute wickedness right back. Or we could be the image bearers of God that we were destined to be, that sons and daughters of a holy Father that He created us to be, and come to a place and say, no, I'm going to go into a world at war, and I'm taking love, I'm taking hope, I'm taking mercy, I'm taking grace. What's the choice? What's your choice? That's there. You either can take wickedness, you can bury your head in the sand, or you can take love. Anybody want to choose love this morning? First off, love's got to be in your life. Love's got to choose you, and it already has. He's made a way, right? If you haven't understood that gospel, if you haven't understood that relationship, that can be taken care of today. Don't leave this place. If you got questions, if that brings something to your mind, the Holy Spirit's speaking, hey, He's talking about you. Don't leave this place. Start that today. If you've already got it and the Holy Spirit's saying He's talking about you, right? I'm talking about you. The Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart. You need to be taking love. You need to be taking grace and mercy. I heard somebody say this one time. We can get into a situation where we say, man, it's just too big a problem. This world is too much a mess. I'm just going to keep my head low. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to mind my P's and Q's, and I'm going to go to heaven one day, and we'll celebrate there, right? It's just too much. It's too much to handle. Here's what I want you to do this week. I want you to take one person that you run into, and I want you to offer love, hope, and grace. Do for one what you wish you could do for all. That's how we make a difference, one person at a time. Go and love them and be the image bearer of God that you created to be. If you hear nothing else this morning, understand this, that God created us male and female. He did so for a reason. Unique people with different personalities, different giftings. And not only above that, not that he not only create you male and female, he created you specifically with gifts and passions and desires and good things to be a part of the story so that you could go and be an image bearer of him, that when people see you and they see the hope and they see the grace, that it points to somebody bigger than us. And it offers them that same gospel. You know it's available for everybody, right? No matter who you encounter this week. The worst of the worst. That's me. That's you. We're there. And he's offered that grace and mercy to us. We can't keep that to ourselves. We are the image bearers of God. So when we read this passage, we see wickedness and we see all these things, and we say, David, come to a moment of hearing God say, he is saying, I will arise. Would you pray with me that God would rise up, do something in our city? Start with us. God, we're willing. Start with us. We're going to go love one person at a time. If you don't believe me, I'll go and paint this picture like this. If you're saying to me, like, I know somebody and I can't get on board with loving them right now, just bring them here and we'll love on them together, okay? We'll help you with that. We'll partner with you. We'll love on whoever you bring to this place. I want you to hear me on this. It doesn't matter what background, it doesn't matter what race, it doesn't matter what denomination, what generation, it doesn't matter sexual preference, none of those things matter. If you bring somebody here, we're going to be the image bearers of God and love them to the point where we point them to Jesus. Amen? That's what we're called to do, guys. Let's be the image bearers of God. Will you do that with me? Anybody that's on board with that says, I'm going to love some people this week, raise your hand. Let's do it. Hands all around. Let's pray for the strength. For that, okay? Let's pray, guys. God, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you that we too, like David, when we come to a place and look around and say, God, there is wickedness all around. We thank you for a moment, God, that we can hear in your voice, your Holy Spirit, speak to us and say, that's it. It's time. I will arise. We pray that you would start right here with us. Start in my own heart, Father. Help me to be an image bearer of you when I don't feel like it. Help me when, Father, I don't feel worthy. Help me, God, when I sin, when I fall short. Help me bear the image of you to others. Help me to love well. Help me to point others to you. And that it's not about us. See, in the grand scheme of things, our life is very, very brief. And this life is not about us. If we would just get to that point, if we would humble ourselves and say, God, I want to be on your team. I want to be on your mission. I want to be an image bearer of you. Help me. Help me to do that. Help me to be who I already am. I was created to be that. Father, it's made possible through Jesus that we as sinners could be sons and daughters of you. Not just in some kind of servant relationship, not just in some barely made it in, but a son or a daughter. That's good stuff. Help us to bear that image. Help us to wear the image of a holy Father that we point love and grace and mercy into a world in chaos. Father, we love you. We need your help to do that. We'll fall short. We'll mess up. But Father, overall, I pray that the theme of this body, this family that you're bringing together, that we would love one another well. No matter who comes in this circle, there's always room for one more, that we would love people and point them to Jesus. Father, we thank you. We love you. Thank you for what you're doing out here. It's ministering to my heart every day. We love you. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, man, thank you for being here.